All right, so as you all know, there's been thousands of research articles, probably thousands of books at this point, written on self-esteem. You know, why we need it, how it's going to make us successful, thin, wonderful, happy. And there was a very large self-esteem movement, not only in popular psychology, but also in the schools. It was a very important goal, especially in places like California, where I grew up, to teach children how to have self-esteem. And the motive behind this was very good. We know that if you have low self-esteem, you're going to be depressed, you're going to be anxious, you're going to have psychological problems. So people thought the antidote to this was just to give them high self-esteem. But it turns out it's a little more tricky than that. All right, so at least in the West, self-esteem is associated with the need to be special and above average, right? If I said, hey, Paul, that top, yeah, it was average. You know? In social psychology experiments, if you want to insult someone, we give them feedback that their performance was average, and it's experienced as an insult. So think about it. All of us have to feel above average, which is a technical impossibility for us all to be above average at the same time. So we do all this funky stuff with our minds. We're funky monkeys, right? We have what's called a self-enhancement bias. We tend to think we're better than others on a variety of traits. I think 97% of people think they're better drivers than others, right? And that may be you. But we also, at the same time that we like to see ourselves as better, we also like to subtly put others down. Even bigger problem is narcissism. There are a couple books out, a lot of research arguing that there is a narcissism epidemic in the United States, largely tied to the self-esteem movement in the schools. Self-esteem is all about judging the self positively, your representation of self, the thought of self is a positive one. I call it stuffing yourself in a box labeled good as opposed to a box labeled bad. Self-compassion, it's such a nice alternative. First of all, it gives you the same emotional resilience self-esteem does. We'll have a little bit of data, but it protects against depression. It's a counter to self-hate, thinking you're inadequate, a failure. And yet the beautiful thing about self-compassion is it doesn't involve evaluating the self.